and let them have dominion.
The kingdom of God is within people. It's the advancement of the people that is advancement.
Because
of the
faith must be backed by
the assignment of this ministry is found from that verse.
You're onto a word encounter as Pastor David Ogbeli ministers God's word to you with simplicity and power. God bless you.
He created them to control the earth, to control the circumstances of earth, just like God controls the heavens.
Everyone lift your hands and worship him. We honor you. We worship you. We bless you. The mighty one of Jacob. The mighty man of war, the Lord of Sabbath, my hiding place, my rock of defense, my eternal foundation. I worship you this morning, the great I am. Glory be to your name in the highest. Thank you for your glory that is tabernacle over us. Thank you for your eye that's watching over us. Thank you for your mercy that is over our lives. We glorify your name again. Have your way this morning. Glorify yourself in every life. Manifest your wisdom and your glory in this place. No one will live the same. Give the enemy a technical knockout that he will not be able to recover again in the life of everyone here. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be to your name. In Jesus' name. Go and find a couple of people and greet them. You are in a prophetic environment. The words you say have power in it. Bless them. Prophesy over them. Ha ha ha. Eh. Ah. Oh. This is what you need to do. Now, watch. Isaiah chapter 40 projected for them. They that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings like the eagle. Eagles don't fly. This is how the other birds fly. And that's why they can't go far. An eagle can float from here to South Africa. They don't fly. They'll mount up. What they do is that they stand and watch the wind current, which direction is going. And they find the wind. They'll mount up on it. They might do a few flaps to get on top. And once they get on top, they spread their wings. That's what people that understand spiritual things do. They watch the direction the anointing is. It's called sowing to the spirit. Sowing to the spirit is different from struggling in the flesh. What if you're crossing the Atlantic? And you have to get over to the other side. Across here now is North America. How will you do that? You pack up and you have to fall inside the water. Eagles don't fly. They mount up and then they spread their wings and the wind carries them. They float. So what happens is that they are not spending energy. They are floating like balloon on the wind. Those that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings as the eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Look at the next verse. Okay, so let me illustrate this. So this question has come because a lot of people have read this and I have preachers talk about this. What is the secret of staying strong? You get into the things of God. Year after year, you are moving from one level to another. Have you watched people like me? With all the burdens on me. If you know, can you imagine now? Look at
Pastor Sarah was doing analysis for me day before yesterday. She listed. Do you know that the only free week I have till December 31st is third weekend of December? The only free week. How am I able to stay strong, stay anointed, stay in touch with heaven, stay in touch with my marriage, stay in touch having a good family? How can you do all this? How am I able to stay healthy? How come you don't hear of me in hospitals? Beyond that, how come we are moving from glory to glory? Why not? He did well last year. Next year you hear one bad story. I've always said it. My name will never enter a bad story. Of course, there are two major ways to do that. One is to walk in the fear of God. You don't play around with sin. But there is another one. Is to abide in the tabernacle of the Most High. To be a man of God's presence. Being an ethical and a morally sound person is not enough. You have to be somebody that carries the presence of God. You have to know how to wait on the Lord. How to wait on the wind. And not run on physical strength. Now let me show you. This is what the ego does. How many of you would like to know how to do this? This technology of the ego. How many of you would like to? And especially in finances. This is what the ego does. And this is what I do. And my brothers and sisters in the ministry, I want to explain this. I know you've heard it. I want to explain it one more time. The ego is the king of the bed. Is the dominion-oriented bed. But whenever the ego hits the age of 30 to 40, especially 40, certain things begin to happen. The ego becomes old. One of the first signs you see is that it becomes ugly like the vulture. The feathers become so old, it becomes very funny looking. And I have pictures of this. You see, this is an ego because it's a bed of loyalty, a bed of glory. It has something that the Almighty God put on that bed. But you see, it will be looking like a vulture. Second thing you notice, that the ego start losing his vision. It's a bed that will be very high up there, and it can spot an insect on the ground. It will be high up there, like the helicopter flying. A rat that is just running across the road, it spots it. And with one dive, pick that animal. It starts losing that his vision. Thought the ego starts losing his strength. So many times he will dive, he will miss. He starts having a lot of near misses. Because an animal that lives by hunting, he cannot keep making that mistakes. And it's dangerous for the ego when he's dealing with snakes. Because he does and misses, the snake come. And then the beak that he uses for hunting, that is mouth, that is like this curves inwards. So he's not able to do the job. Because like knife, you're supposed to slice meat with it. Instead of, it's supposed to have this angular shape. It curves in like this. You can Google what I'm telling you. So, this guy had lost his cutting edge. Now, what I'm showing you now is how to have self-renewal and how to go to the next level in life. Everybody that wants to have dominion and stay in dominion must learn how to do this annually. The ego now faces two options. One is to go through a process of self-renewal so he can be back on top of his game. Or stay like that and die. 80% of the egos subject themselves to this process of self-renewal. Only 20% fail to do that and they die off. Some because they don't see where, sometimes they jam a rock, jam a mountain. Sometimes in the course of the dive, they harm themselves and die. Some, they're starved because even their mouth is not able to deliver anymore.
And then the same thing happened to the cross. When you find that you are losing your cutting edge, you find that you are beginning to struggle, your finances, you are struggling, you find that that touch of grace on your life, in your business, there is something that is not there anymore. Or you are in ministry, you find that the anointing is depleted, you find that you don't have, you are no more on top of your game, you find that there is something you need to do. One of the worst things that you must not allow is to stagnate. You broke into a couple of million, so that 10 million years are passing. You're just swimming around that. And something worse than that is when you start going down. You have broken to a realm, but now you are dropping. You are no more on top of your game. You know what the ego does? The ego goes through a process of self-renewal that positions it for another level. And this process is by subjecting itself to go through a painful experience that's called self-sacrifice. So when you hear that I wait upon the Lord, you think it's just to sit down in one place and be looking. This is what the ego does. Number one, he goes on a retreat. Five things that he does. He goes on a retreat. He flies very high to a very high mountain where it will be safe from snakes. And he will look for a mountain that has water. Water has collected at the cleft of the rock. He will go there and sit. And he's going to be on this self-seclusion, withdrawal from the public, withdrawal from activities for 150 days. You know how many days, how many weeks make up 150 days? Second thing he does is that he subjects himself to fast. Only water. No hunting. No food. He will sit there. I want you to understand how to wait on the Lord. How to renew your strength. 150 days fast. Drinking only water. These two will have been enough. Because to withdraw from too much activity, to give more time to inward renewal, to your spiritual life, to cultivate your relationship with God, to all that, is enough headache for some people. Some people can't keep away from TV. Some people can't keep away from people. Some people can't keep away from activities. Some people can't keep away from gisting. If you know, you think retreat is easy. That's why Dominion City has built retreat systems every now and then for our pastors. Ask them how many of it they go through every year. And then for you, we're putting things like encounters, things like camp meeting. Come out. Don't be driving to your house up and down. Many people don't understand it. They go from year to year, activity driven. Until they deplete their resources, their health, their finances, their vision, their anointing, everything. Then there are three extra processes the ego subjects itself to. That's where I close tonight. Anybody that wants to leave any level and move to another level, this is what you need to do. You know, apart from sitting to drink the word, which is what you are doing now, you are here now drinking water. We ask you to keep apart these 3 days, and tomorrow night it will be true. But it's 50 days of glory. When you hear it's happening in the island, appear. It's 50 days till second week of December. This thing is going to be going on. Just that we can't. The days we used to do it in any week is a whole 7 days, Sunday to Sunday, every day. When you finish, people make breakthroughs that take them years before them. So, you know, you retreat with the word. You find this tip. You find the other tip. Those areas where you are struggling, where you are having problems. Finances is one of my big problems. You go and find, what did the pastor write on it? What did the pastor teach on it? You say, even the one, 5 years ago, drop it for me. The one, this one, they say, well, it's not on sale. He said, write it for me. Reproduce it for me. You go to PCJ, recommend tapes in this area. My own is marriage. I have prayed and prayed. It's not just prayer. It's sacrifice
But I'm showing you that the sacrifice is not just money.
Then the eagle sits down. Watch what he does. That beak that has caught, that has now become a problem, he will balance that and take that beak and start hitting it on the rock. He wants to remove it. It's time to strip himself of the past so that the future can appear. This is one of the most painful things this bird does to itself. Extremely painful. Even so that when he hits, he will cry. But instead of stopping, he's bleeding. He has wound. This thing is coming. It's like removing your nail by force. Do you know what it means to strike your nail on a rock till it comes out? Ordinary as a little strike of your nail trying to come. You know how painful it is. It's like removing your teeth without anesthesia. But this animal said, it's either I die or I sacrifice. I'll pay this price in order to live. After that, the ego doubles his lifespan. So he will stay there. He will hit. When the thing is about to come out, it becomes extremely painful. And some part of that beak will swell. It's now very touchy and painful. But he has to get it out. He will hit it and finally falls off. And then the inner beak is like removing your skin and exposing rotten. And he can't eat. That's why it takes time. But he can lower it gently into the water and just drink water. Just drink water. And then gradually it starts healing. It takes days. Finally, a new beak appears and is sharp and rightly positioned like the eagle before. And you will think this guy will stop. He has gone through three processes now. No way. He will turn to the tackles for hunting. In business and in career, we call it the skills. The skills I have is not enough anymore. I need to upgrade. I need to expand my capacity to deliver value. And it will use that big, that new one. This is how he tests it. Before testing it on catching animals, it will use it to remove that whole tackle. And it goes big in social. One is off. This one is off. Finally, he clears one of the legs and he goes right off. And this one is still bleeding, he's still hurting. And everything is exposed. Like I remove your nails, the inner nails are exposed. Then he turns to this one. What I want to show you guys is the power of sacrifice. What brought man's redemption? When you watch the passion of the cross, you understand why a person will subject himself to that kind of suffering. For what? The same thing is what Abraham did to have the Jewish nation. Only child that he has. So he can have the harvest of multitude of people. Same sacrifice what Jephthah did. The only daughter, the only child that man has. Jephthah was a girl. And no boy, no brother, no sister. And he made a vow. You deliver me from my enemies. I'll sacrifice her for you. Instead of my enemies capturing me in battle and disgracing me, plucking my eyes and turning me into a slave. Because when a sacrifice appears, God responds. So I aim to be the manager all of years. I don't know what is going on. Sacrifice. Political power, sacrifice. Financial dominion, sacrifice. The problem with sacrifice is that it pains. Anybody that has done it, that said it's a laughing matter, tell him he gave an offering, it's not a sacrifice. Even Jesus that preached, I will do it, I will lay down my life. What happened when he got to Gethsemane? Started crying, Father, is there no other way? There are some problems in life, there is no other way. An Ishmael offering cannot break it. You have done it. You have done it. It will require a sacrifice. things like generational curses, lawful captives, and the ego will turn to the other tackles and tear all those nails off. And he has to stay there, keep drinking water until they grow back. And then he has one more thing to do before he returns back. The ugly feathers. This one now, you have tackled your moral strength. You have tackled your skills. Now he's about to tackle his packaging and branding. That's the one people see first. He will take his tackles, take his beak, and start removing the feathers. When the ego arrives here newly, that's how it looks, featherless. Then gradually, it's eating, the mother is feeding it, then it's adding weight, then the feathers start developing. Finally, those beautiful feathers. You see some of our traditional rulers putting it in their caps. One feather from the ego is something of honor to possess. They will start removing them. I don't care about my public image. I don't care about my perception. I don't care. I need to rebrand. I need to package myself. I've built value. I've rebuilt my skills. I've rebuilt my... I've gone through sacrifice. But I need to repackage. And after removing it, you will stay there drinking water. And then these beautiful feathers will start coming out. Start coming out with all the beautiful colors. If it's the black and white ego, if it's the completely black ego, beautiful, they'll finish. And then these ones that come up top will come. And then the ego looks in the water. He sees a beautiful self reflecting back. Then he takes this first flight. It's called the flight of rebirth. It's like I'm born again. Ministers finish that. A fresh fire comes upon their lives. And he takes a look across the mountain. He can see the slightest insect moving on the ground. The visions are back. The glory of the eagle is back. The strength now is as strong as a young eagle. This is somebody that is already aging and trying to lose his cutting edge. He's back in business. He mounts up, flies up and down, tumbles this way, rotates this way, and he takes off. Woe betide the first animal he jams. And sometimes it's a goat. You see that bird carries an animal 5 times its size. A goat. And he lifts it in the air and takes off. Lands on a mountain. By the time he's reaching the mountain, the tackles have destroyed the life of the goat. While he's even in the air, Jonah is a rabbit. Oh, the most favorite are snakes. The king cobra is like an ant to an eagle. You say, demons are your problem. No, they are not your problem. You need to renew your strength. We don't struggle like other people. We are not natural people. We are spiritual men. The Bible said it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit. You have depleted of oil. That's how I stay current. This is what I do every now and then. You know, like when you get to September, October, the weather is shifting, a new Jewish calendar is beginning. If I tell you the kind of sacrifices I do, financially, if I tell you the things I do, you won't believe it. I give God 10 million. You have not seen anything. You will learn. You will learn. Because some of you are going to go into government and go into politics. Then you understand how to get power and how to keep it. Whenever your dominion starts shaking, like what is happening to the Senate president, if he thought this now, he can kill this whole thing with a sacrifice. Sometimes you get it. Somewhere along the line, contention starts again. The thing starts shaking. Will he stay on the throne? Will he not? Revisit the altar. The power that keeps the throne is the altar. It's not the throne that keeps the throne. It's the altar that keeps the throne. My business has hung around this level. My career has hung around this level. This is your weekend. I say this is your weekend. You know, we're going to close this tomorrow morning, but we're going to, fire is going to fall upon every head here. Every.
Which one do you prefer? To surrender to circumstances and die and be wiped out, or to pay the price and be renewed? After that, the ego, the minimum, is 30 years. That thing carries it for 30 years. Some 40. There are some of them that live as long as 150. It's the longest living bird. Because the secret is self-renewal. A business that survives all weathers. A ministry that can survive different transitions. You can't have seasons of pleasure all through. You will fizzle out. It must be intermittent every now and then with seasons. And you know this principle works in physical renewal of your youth, of your physical strength. It works in financial renewal. It works in renewal, spiritual renewal of the anointing. It works in even renewal of your Christian life. You shed the old wineskin. You become a new wineskin and God pours fresh oil in you. What is that? You drop it on the altar, it will pay you. This is your weekend to go and do it. Let it pay. This girl said to me, you know, nobody will come and marry me. Nobody. I have 3 kids. She got 2 for one man, 1 for another guy. And she's a single woman. I said, but you have given your life now to Christ. And I said, yes. I said, God doesn't consult your past. Go to the altar with a sacrifice. You will come back to tell me the report within 1 year. You know what shocked me? Pastor Sarah knows the case. The person that came to marry this girl has never been married before. A tall, handsome, black, with well-built physique. At first I thought he was playing, so I arranged for them to come and see me. This guy is mad. And within the whatever, he has done all the things, gone to pay it, and that was it. And single people that are pretty, with all the assets, are walking around looking for a husband, and somebody that has 3 kids, and she's not so blessed with beauty. I was expecting that maybe somebody that has lost his wife, or somebody that has maybe is divorced, or somebody that is old, or kind of, you know, there are levels of, we now come for her, and then she will come to me and say, go ahead. After all, you are no more chassis. And it's now brand new, not Tukumbo. Okay. Power of sacrifice. Some people, I made this call in the morning. You have never broken the 10 million barrier in your finances. Come and break it here tonight. Come out here and kneel down. Yes, this other group. 10 million is not your problem. The 100 million and beyond, you have never broken it. And that's the kind of vision you have. Come here. There is a third group. You have never broken the 1 million barrier. You have never done it. Get up from your seat and come. Come. This is your weekend. Get up from your seat. Just kneel down. The eagle's covenant, which is the covenant of dominion, is, Lord, I'm willing to lay it down on your altar. I'm willing to pay the price. Like Jesus, you don't lay down your life and lose it. He said, I lay it down that I may take it up. But I take it up in a greater glory. And if you want to come on, even on stage, you can come. Please come and remove these books. If you want to come on the stage, you can come.
I don't really have the time again. What do we do? Take care of this in the morning. This night, there's fire on the altar. Okay, Father, I anoint this altar and this pavilion. Because if I start laying, but I'm going to be back on this something. I anoint this whole place. Anybody that makes any form of contact, it will be a portion like the laying on of hands to them. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we declare this place sanctified like the day Solomon came for an altar of divine encounter. That anybody, doesn't matter who they are, no matter where they are, no matter what they are fighting with or what is fighting them or what challenge or struggle they are going through, they can come in here and experience a lifting and a shift in their circumstance. I declare tonight and the whole of this weekend, and it will not stop even after we close the meeting tomorrow. Even if it's a terminal sickness, even if it's a terminal situation, even if it's a life-threatening circumstance, we terminate it tonight. Want to break that barrier, come. There were many of you that came in the morning, just stand on your feet wherever you are, just stand, because there are angels that are ministering. I want to make sure that they are executing.